The following talk was given at the Insight Meditation Center in Redwood City, California. Please visit our website at audiodharma.org.
Greetings, friends. Hello and welcome to the 7 a.m. Practice. Together, I'm Nikki Mirgafuri, delighted to be with you in this moment in time, whether it's morning, afternoon, evening, wherever you are. And Gil is traveling today and he will be back tomorrow. So I'm just here with you for one day on the theme of metta, which is a theme that is very near and dear to my heart, pun intended. I love teaching and practicing metta. So without further ado, let's practice together. And the theme I would like to practice with today, invite us to practice with today, is metta, a loving kindness for ourselves, as if we were a beloved other, as if we were a beloved other. It's often easier for us, for people, especially in the West, to have metta for those we love, others, the dear beings, easy beings, which I know that Gil discussed some days ago. And yet, when it comes to ourselves, we treat ourselves often with more severity or with more judgment. And this invitation is actually a little different from the usual ways that we do metta for self. It's really to see or to step outside of ourselves, and see ourselves as, oh, this beloved, this being. Anyway, without saying too much more, I'll just lead it and see how it might land for you. If something might open up, I hope, or it might just be something different to experience. In any case, let's practice together. So arriving in our bodies. Always arriving in the body first, moment of arrival. Feeling of embodiment, first and foremost. Feeling our feet on the earth if we're sitting on a chair. If we're sitting on a cushion, feeling the underside of our legs. Kissing the earth. Feeling our sit bones, giving our whole weight to our sit bones. Allowing the entire weight of the upper body to be released, to be softened into the contact points of our bottom with the earth, the sit bones, letting ourselves sink more deeply, resting the shoulders, our head, our chest, allowing the weight, the center of gravity, to drop down, 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 starting with the top of our head, our forehead, eyes resting in their socket. Letting our face droop. As we were As if we were inviting gently a beloved other, a dear friend, a beloved other. Here, sweetheart, soften. Inviting your body to relax. You don't have to hold anything up, darling. Any sweet words that you can conjure up. Or take mine. Any words of friendliness and care. Oh, dear heart, you can rest. Soften, let go. It's okay. Inviting this whole dear body that does so much, it does so much. To just be, to release any tension that's extra, not needed. And there may be parts of the body that this morning are tight or achy or haven't been functioning too well. Perhaps some internal organs. As if we're holding, again, a beloved other, beloved child that's hurting. Giving extra love, extra care, extra patience, extra understanding, appreciation to these body parts that are doing the best they can. And because of causes and conditions beyond our control, their best looks like this, feels like this. Thank you. Thank you, dear eyes. Dear hands, dear back, or whatever part of the body you want to give some extra care to. And just as we perhaps step out of the ownership or being the body part and hold them with care from a third person perspective, we can continue, you can continue with any body parts that are challenged. Give them more care, love. With no expectations of them performing better, functioning better, the pain going away, healing them. No expectations. No strings attached. Unconditional love and care. Just because. Metta has no strings attached. And if you notice there are strings attached, just notice them. No need to chastise oneself. Just notice the strings. And the more we notice the strings, they loosen over time. No harsh knives needed. Just see the wisdom of awareness. Giving love and care to the parts of the body that's specially needed right now. As if they're beloved others. Same way you would care for a dear baby or child, beloved child, beloved other. And now considering that this whole body, all parts of the body, they make up, they're not equivalent to, but this dear being who is me has all these parts of the body. So can we direct the metta to this dear being who is me as a beloved other, again, stepping out of ourselves, seeing ourselves as this human being who is doing their best, hopes and dreams, aspirations, neuroses, challenges, shortcomings, beauty, kindness, the whole catastrophe of being a human, and love them like, oh, dear heart. Oh, here you are, sweetheart. I wish you well. May you be safe from inner and outer harm, knowing there's no perfect safety, but just offering it anyway. May you be safe. May you be happy, dear beloved other. Dear beloved, may you be happy. May you have joy in your heart. I know things are not always easy. I wish you happiness. May you be healthy or as healthy as possible, your dear body. Again, addressing yourself as a beloved other, stepping outside of yourself. Seeing yourself from a third person perspective of someone who really cares, holds you with great regard, love unconditionally. You don't have to earn it. And the fourth wish May you have ease, dear one. May your life unfold with ease. Either with phrases of metta that you already have, or wordless. Stepping outside of ourselves. Metta for this dear being. Who is us? Who's me? connecting with yourself as if you had stepped out of yourself, looking at yourself from a third person perspective. Beauty, goodness, flaws, seeing yourself from the perspective of someone who really loves you, really cares for you, sees you clearly and really loves you. And metta for yourself as a beloved other, a beloved someone else. Wishing yourself well. May you be safe. May you be happy. May you be healthy. May you have ease. Dear one, In these last few minutes, allowing yourself to be seen perhaps as a beloved other, as a beloved child, stepping outside of yourself, perhaps chubby, cute, maybe some endearments arise. For this being, who is you, this beloved other? As if a beloved other. And as we bring this sitting meditation to a close, appreciating yourself, this being who is you, again, as a beloved other, he, she, they showed up. Thank you. And appreciating, loving, having the best interest of yourself in mind, wishing yourself the best, appreciating yourself. No need for judgment. Oh, you were distracted. This, that. Doesn't matter. You showed up. Planted seeds. May these seeds that we've planted together be of benefit for the awakening of ourselves and all beings everywhere. May all beings be happy. May all beings be free, including ourselves.